Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever precious and the worthy name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus. This is your Bible teacher at the air speaking, J.W. Bramhall, giving you a hearty welcome to the continued ministry and study of the precious Word of God. May I give a resume of the studies that we've been following of late? We have been studying God's future program for the church, for Israel, and also we shall study His future program for the nation. Our present theme of study is in relation to His future plans for the nation of Israel. We have seen many studies relating to that great subject already. And recently, in our preceding messages, we studied the time of Israel's greatest trouble, known as the Great Tribulation, or the Day of Jacob's Trouble. Now we wish to follow the study concerning the reason for this great time of trouble, and consider Israel's greatest enemy, the Great Red Dragon. Of necessity, we go to the book of the Revelation, and we would study the 12th chapter of this book, relating to our present theme. May I read verses 1 through 5 in this 12th chapter of the Revelation? John writing by the Spirit to say, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, or a great sign in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the 3rd part of the stars of heaven, and it cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it had been born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days." May the Lord bless the reading of His precious and holy word. May I give a few introductory comments on our study? As we come into the 12th chapter of the book of the Revelation for the specific study of Israel's enemy, the great red dragon. All the spiritual students of prophecy intelligently grasp that when we come into chapters 12 and through chapters 14 of the book of the Revelation, it forms one connected prophecy, and it contains one of the most important prophetic sections in the whole book. Historically, this section covers a tremendous period of history in relation to Christ. From the opening of chapter 12, from whence we have read, we have the birth of Christ suggested. And at the end of chapter 14, you will find Christ treading the great winepress of the fury of the wrath of God in a coming day of judgment. The whole section begins with what we have read, with his weakness as an infant when born, but it concludes with the greatness of his almighty power in judgment. The comprehensive history of time that is covered is approximately 2,000 years condensed in these chapters. Our present study of chapter 12 is for the purpose of considering how and why Israel becomes the object of Satan's violent wrath and his cruelty revealing him in his worst character. I'm calling him the Great Red Dragon. Meditate with me on the opening of our chapter in verses 1 and 2, where we have the woman speaking of Israel as the nation and her child, the Christ child. In verse 1, we read there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head, a crown of 12 stars. Now note with me, John sees in this vision the wonder or the sign, not on earth, but in heaven. Israel is the woman who is on earth. But the vision indicates that God in heaven reveals his thoughts as well as his purposes concerning the woman, Israel. As we look at this verse, we find God's view of Israel in a twofold way. The woman is clothed with the sun and with the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. The sun and the moon and the stars, I believe you would acknowledge with me, typically present what is the supreme governmental authority of our present earth. The sun, the moon, and the stars, representing the governmental authority that is symbolized here in relation to Israel. My beloved, may I state that in the context of the Word of God and its prophetic teachings, there will someday be manifested, as indicated by these symbols of the sun and the moon and the stars, the supreme governmental authority of the nation of Israel on and over the earth. We have already touched upon some of those facts from the Word of God, and shall do so further. And so this is God's view of Israel. As John sees the sign in heaven, she will be clothed with governmental authority, as symbolized by the sun and the moon and the stars. We recognize the crown of 12 stars, so beautifully significant, of the 12 tribes of Israel, when they shall in governmental power under the Messiah be reigning over the earth. But then we have something unusual in the second verse. We have written, she being with child cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered. Now in the context of our chapter, we shall see, and we have already touched upon it in our preceding messages, that Israel, as a nation, must pass through the greatest time of trouble or travail ever known as a nation. And yet Israel's travail takes place about 2,000 years after she brought forth the man-child Christ, who was born 9 to 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, Judah. And why should it be recorded that her travail takes place 2,000 years after the coming of the man-child Christ? If you will read the 66th chapter of Isaiah's prophecy, as well as, and verse 7 in particularly, you will find that the prophet Isaiah tells that the travail of Israel as a nation in bringing forth Christ takes place long after his actual, literal birth upon this earth. May I repeat that scripture for any who may be interested? Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 7 records the birth pangs of the nation in relation to the bringing in of Christ. Beloved, you will acknowledge with me that at the birth of Christ, as it is recorded in the scriptures, whether in Matthew, whether in Luke, as well as brought before us in other contemporary scriptures of the New Testament, there was no travail or pain involved as a nation when Christ was brought forth. But the day of Israel's travail is yet ahead, and it will be indeed manifested, as we have noticed, the day of Jacob's trouble, the great tribulation, as well as being the time of their birth pains as a nation bringing forth Christ. Now we follow in verse 3 of our chapter to recognize that in this wonderful event that is described by John, we find there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. The sign of the great red dragon is another symbol of Satan, who is presented to us in his worst character as he confronts the woman. Now, may I point out very carefully, this is the first time in all of the Bible that Satan is spoken directly of as a dragon. I would like to go down for just a moment to the 9th verse and bring before you that Satan is described in the 9th verse in 4 specific ways. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Here are 4 names which we shall mention in detail later in our study, revealing the character of Satan. But in our 3rd verse of this chapter, we have the first time in all of the scriptures, as well as in this chapter as a whole, that Satan is directly spoken of as a great red dragon. In the 3rd verse of our chapter, he is seen as having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon these heads. This is the last final form of the political rule of the Gentiles, the revived Roman Empire, when Satan will be in satanic authority over the worldwide Gentile monarchy at the end of the age. My beloved, may I leave with you for this study today the symbol of the great red dragon being the symbol of Satan, who seeks the defeat and the destruction of the woman Israel, as we shall follow through in our successive studies. Shall we pray? Father, may we see the power of Satan coming to the forefront and recognize the nation of Israel will be indeed in danger in that coming day. For Jesus' sake, amen.